I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Saudi Arabia's oil minister said today that the OPEC oil cartel should raise its production limits at the group's next meeting in early June. That means it will pump more oil onto world markets. Just 2 months ago, the Saudis were the strongest advocates of keeping a cap on production. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, why did the Saudis change their minds?
Well, basically, they're looking at the fact that oil prices have been going up and up and up and up over the last several weeks. U.S. light crude touched the $40 a barrel mark. And they've seen the warnings that this could really have some very far-reaching consequences. I spoke with Phil Verlager, an oil analyst at the Institute for International Economics, and he says he's not surprised at today's change of heart.
I think when oil prices hit $40, they became worried about the state of the global economy and the possibility that there would be a slowdown in the next year or so due to the high prices. I'm afraid for the American motorists, it's too late because the increase in production probably will not yield any more gasoline. So we're stuck with a summer of fairly high-priced gasoline.
And the reason for that, Madeline, is that refineries held back on buying oil during these high prices. Oil is sold several months in advance, so any dips in oil prices, like we saw after the Saudi announcement this morning, that won't show up for quite a while on the market. And then refiners have to do their thing, and only then does it get to the consumer.
So we might not be feeling the effects at the gas pump, but it does have a global economic effect.
Right. Well, one recent study from the International Energy Agency pointed out that oil is $10 more a barrel right now than it was 3 years ago. And it said that that means that world GDP growth could have been at least half a percentage point higher in the last couple of years had it not been for those high prices, those high oil prices. And we could lose a percent and a half or so over the next year if the price doesn't come down relatively quickly. They also predicted that unemployment rates could actually increase by about a tenth of a percent in developed countries if the price stays high.
So OPEC put a cap on production because they expected prices to drop when they actually increased. Why were they wrong?
Well, there's a whole host of factors out there, not least of which is the prognosticators just basically missed the mark. They've got it flat wrong in their predictions of where oil prices were going to go. And then, of course, there are the continuing terrorist attacks on oil supply lines in Iraq. There was the attack in Saudi Arabia itself about a week and a half ago. All that combining for a perfect storm of sorts for high oil and gas prices. So we'll see how OPEC responds at its meeting on June 3rd. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're in the ring with two new boxing reality shows duking it out for a spot on primetime TV.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.